With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The National Defense Authorization Act passes 281 to 140 in the House Wednesday. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Most Republicans voted for the legislation, with 16 GOP lawmakers voting against it. Democrats outmoved the needle with 81 voting yes and 124 voting no. The NDAA, which was released over the weekend by congressional leaders, includes several GOP priorities, such as banning transgender medical treatments for minors and limiting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the military. The 1,800-page annual defense policy bill also includes a significant pay increase, 4.5% for all service members, with the most junior enlisted members receiving an extra 10% on top of that. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's not much public support for the Hunter Biden pardon. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
A new poll from the AP and Norick Center for Public Affairs Research reveals that only about 2 in 10 Americans approve of President Biden's decision to pardon his son after earlier promising he'd do no such thing. The survey found that only a small share of Americans strongly or somewhat approve of the president's decision. About half strongly or somewhat disapprove of it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says he plans to resign at the end of President Biden's term in January. The announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate Kash Patel for that position. The man accused of trying to assassinate President Trump is requesting his trial be delayed until December of next year. The defense has had a mental health expert meet with Ryan Ruth at least twice, but has yet to make an opinion public. In September, Ruth allegedly waited for over 12 hours in the brush with a rifle near Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach as the now president was golfing. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple is at it again.
The organization has begun its annual practice of erecting images of the devil alongside nativity scenes set up in public places. The latest case is Concord, New Hampshire, where a goat-headed statue was unveiled outside the State House over the weekend to the chants of Hail Satan from a group of temple worshipers. Polls indicate about one-third of New Hampshire residents are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia adopts several new laws designed to limit the promotion of the queer trans lifestyle among the nation's kids, and close ally Belarus is poised to follow suit. Lawmakers are considering legislation to ban the queer trans propaganda. While still to be worked out in Belarus, the Russian law forbids any endorsement of those activities and non-traditional sexual relations. This is SRN News. Another California county will attempt to limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
The nation's fifth most populous county, San Diego County, on the border with Mexico, is allying itself with other jurisdictions that are raising obstacles to President-elect Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations. The county will prohibit its sheriff's department from working with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on the federal agency's enforcement of civil immigration laws. That includes laws allowing for deportations. San Diego is allying with seven other California counties. John Scott reporting.
The move is seen by many as virtue signaling, since the sheriff has already said the law will be enforced and illegal immigrants will be deported. The deadlines are fast approaching to get holiday cards and packages in the mail in time for Christmas. The deadline to send first-class mail or to use USPS Ground Advantage is December 18th. More details at SRNnews.com.